Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And look, I can't believe it's almost here, but we're just, about a month away from the opening of Florida spiny lobster season, which means Bug Fest is in our crosshairs down there in South Florida at Lauderdale by the Sea. I have Tom from the Plunge Beach Hotel on Scuba Radio right now to give us a little preview of that event and this cool resort that you can stay at for mini season. Tom, welcome. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yeah, no problem. So the Plunge Beach Hotel, first off, let's tell everybody where this is. It's just north of the commercial pier there in Lauderdale by the Sea, right? Do I got the logistics correct?
Exactly. Just walking distance, just north of the pier down there. It's about half a mile up here. A new resort destination, just to celebrate our one-year anniversary in April, and we're ready to take time hosting the kickoff party and doing some free lobster hunting seminar with you guys too.
That's right. Yeah, lobster mini season is the last Wednesday and Thursday of July, and so Bugfest by the Sea is the event that we've been going to for the last, I don't know, few years at least. Plunge Beach Hotel was brand spanking new last year, and we stayed there. What a nice place. And I would imagine you've even polished the place up a little bit and added a few more amenities since we were there last year, because they were still, like, doing some final touches and things like that on the resort. So it was a cool place to hang. Nice, new, really well laid out right there on the beach at Lauderdale by the Sea. And you can stay there for mini season, catch your lobster, but we kick off the party for Bugfest by the Sea on Tuesday night right there at the resort at the pool. That is the plan again for this year as well, correct, Tom?
Yeah, that is the plan. Yeah, we're excited to have you guys out. We have two pools at the hotel, and we'll be hosting around our main pool right next to Backflip, which is our beach bar and restaurant.
Very nice. And rumor has it we may have a mermaid or two. Of course, we're going to have the scuba cowboy playing music for everybody. And there's tons of prizes. I mean, if you like lobster hunting and you're in Florida, this is the event to participate in, because that two-day mini season is the opportunity for us recreational divers to get a jump on the commercial fishermen before they catch all the lobsters and we can't find them anymore, or not as easily. So we get out there Wednesday and Thursday and just have a blast. You can catch up to like 12 a day on Wednesday and Thursday, and it's just a great, great party. And the Tuesday kickoff is just an awesome opportunity to get together with your fellow divers, maybe share a few coordinates or plans of attack of how you're going to go catch your limit of Florida spiny lobster. And so I know there's, people are wandering around the Plunge Beach Hotel, pool bar there, Tom, and trying to liquor up their buddies a little bit enough to get some secret spots out of them. I know there's some shenanigans going on in that regard. You hear what I'm saying?
We hope so.
Yes. Now you mentioned a lobster seminar as well. Our buddy Chiefy, who is he's like my lobster catching guru. I haven't been able to get any coordinates out of him yet. I don't know if you know him better than I do, but he has offered to take me out with him at some point. I'm sure mini season it ain't gonna happen, but he's going to give a little presentation there. What is it, Tuesday afternoon? He usually does that there at the Plunge Beach Hotel.
Yeah, he'll be doing it on Tuesday the 24th at 6 o'clock. you know, right in here in our island building. Plunges four buildings, and he'll be over in the island building.
Okay.
And he'll be doing, it's maybe about an hour-long seminar. I mean, he's our marine expert down here in South Florida, so you're learning from the best.
Yeah. Well, he wrote the book on bugs, or some, he has some kind of lobster catching 101 how-to book, and he'll give a presentation on, you know, how to catch them, where to find them, what to do, whether it's a looper or you're a tickler. Are you into this kind of stuff too, Tom? Are you a diver?
I have not.
So you just like eating
quite
them.
A while.
You like just eating them, I guess, maybe?
Exactly.
Okay.
I'll let you guys do the work.
Right. And you guys just make sure we have a nice place to rest our head in the evening there at the Plunge Beach Hotel. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the resort. I mean, what have you been doing for the last year? You said you just, you know, celebrated your one-year anniversary. So have you been just building on to the you know, to the area since it was opened last year around Bug Fest or what?
We have since you had the last one last July. We've added more rooms to the hotel. We've opened our third restaurant. So now Plunge is four buildings, three directly right on the beach. And we opened our last bungalow building in February. And that has two bedroom suites, some oceanfront views. Inside our island building, we opened Octopus, which is our beer and wine bar, serving dinner.
Very nice.
It's a light tapas menu, and that's in addition to Bean and Barnacle, which is our coffee gelato shop. And out on the beach, everybody loves Backflip Beach Bar, and out there it's like a food truck concept out there where you get your toes in the sand and you just look out at the ocean, and nothing beats that being down in South Florida.
Well, I'll tell you, it's one of those closely kept secrets for the folks, you know, local to Lauderdale by the Sea, and we kind of stumbled across this place years ago, but I don't know, outside of the area, people think Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and that kind of thing, but Lauderdale by the Sea is a little suburb just north of Fort Lauderdale around Commercial Pier, and I got to tell you, that beach area there is spectacular. I don't know what you guys have done, but you can get really clear visibility right there off the beach and do some amazing beach dives. You see the divers coming up out of the water right there in front of your Plunge Beach Hotel all the time, or what?
Absolutely. You can dive right off the beach here. It's quiet, it's peaceful, nice wide beaches. You know, right out there, you look directly out there, and you'll see the boats lined up at the coral reefs. You know, whether they're just tourists coming in to see the beautiful fish out there, or whether there's somebody out there diving, and I mean, you can't beat the location. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, and the whole area, that Lauderdale by the Sea, has went through a revitalization over the last, I don't know, 3 years or so that is just spectacular. I mean, last year I was blown away how the square has developed and all the cool restaurants. So, you know, you're just a short walk from your hotel up there at the Plunge Beach Hotel. You can go down to the square, hang out, have a cocktail, really nice restaurants and stuff. Or you can just hang out at the Plunge Beach. You can do that too. But you have all this stuff within walking distance. I mean, so once you park your car, get your dive gear out, go and check into your hotel room. You don't have to drive anywhere if you don't want to. Everything's right there, really close, and you just have a great beach area. Especially, you know, if you're a diver and you have a non-diving spouse, I would think you would agree with me that this is a pretty cool place to take them, right? They can work on their tan out on the beach. You don't have a lot of complaints from the non-diving spouses and things like that, I'm guessing. Are you with me on this, Tom?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, once you get to Plunge, you don't even need a car. You know, we provide complimentary bicycles.
Well, there you go.
You just want to take a ride down the beach, or, you know, head down to Fort Lauderdale up to Pompano Beach. I mean, once you get here, you're here, and we have everything you need.
Right. Now, obviously, year-round you can go there, but are you guys running any kind of special diver deals or something for mini season, or is this going to be a hot time of year anyway, so you better give the folks at the hotel a call now to reserve your rooms?
No, we have specials all throughout the year, but especially this time of year, you know, we want people to check out South Florida in the summer too. And so, you know, just get on our website, plungebeachhotel.com, and you can check out the specials. We have everything from Florida resident rate to, you know, if you want to play a day of hooky from work, we have a special for that too. So, you know, just check us out on there. We have deals all year round, and we'd love to have, you know, as a diving capital here, we'd love to have the divers come down too and check us out.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of the other places, you know, further south and Fort Lauderdale, Miami, they're all nice and stuff too, but, you know, they're not as diver-centric as this area Lauderdale by the Sea. And like I said, for whatever reason, the way the reef is sheltered there, right there at that commercial pier, it really does block the wind and sand and stuff. And I've been there, and you have like gin clear water right there on the beach, like you had experienced something like in the Bahamas or someplace. And that is not common up and down the east coast of Florida. That's a very rare occurrence. There's only a few spots where you can kind of get that kind of experience. But right there, Lauderdale by the Sea is one of those spots, and they've actually taken advantage of it and made it very diver friendly. So I couldn't recommend it more. PlungeBeachHotel.com. Go there, book your room. That is where we are going to stay with our Scuba Radio crew, and I'll just apologize in advance. I mean, well, we were there last year, so you're having us back, so I guess that's a good sign, right, Tom?
Of course.
Okay.
And we'll be doing this again for years to come.
All right. And he's letting us stay there, I think, for a lobster tail or two. I don't know. We'll work a deal. All right. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
If a man swims nude in the ocean, what sea creature might mistake his manhood for food? Jordan.
Shark.
Shark. They're going to play. Jay, let's get after it, man. If a man swims nude in the ocean, what sea creature might mistake his manhood for food?
Mermaid.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
funny.
Yeah, Jay.
That's funny.
Yeah. A mermaid.
Oh, that was adorable.
Come on.
That was a cute answer.
Best answer so far, yeah.
I stick with my answer.
I love your answer.
We need to ask different people.
We will dream that tonight.
Come on, let's go.
Yeah. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, joined now by my good friend. I haven't talked to him in a while, and I was expecting to check in with him next week at the scuba show, but I just found out he's not going to be there, so I figured let me just talk to him on the phone and catch up that way. Rod Roddenberry, the son of the infamous Gene Roddenberry from Star Trek, is on Scuba Radio right now. Rod, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Greg. How you doing, man?
I'm swell. I'm sorry we're going to miss each other, but you're like, you know, traveling the world, the jet set life. So I don't, or maybe you heard I was coming to Long Beach and said, I'm getting the hell.
Right. I heard you were coming to Long Beach and I changed my plans right
exactly.
away.
Exactly. Get the hell out of Dodge. Who would blame
No. No one's going to feel bad for me because I'm very fortunate. I'm going to Hawaii.
You're going to Hawaii.
I had to choose Hawaii or the scuba show. And it was a bit of a tough choice.
You know,
but Hawaii went out.
Well, I could see why. I've only spent a few days in Hawaii, but I got to tell you, I had some amazing diving there when I did. And I don't know, what are you going out there to hang in the volcanoes or something? I mean, it's not really prime to visit the islands, I'm guessing, is it?
I'm going to stay away from the volcanic parts right now. I'm doing a little personal work, but I love Hawaii and I love the diving out there. And there's all sorts of diving in Hawaii. I mean, there's a lot of people who are listening right now who know the islands inside and out better than I do. But from my perspective, my favorite diving in Hawaii is on the Big Island.
Like Kona. Is that where you're talking
about? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Kona, exactly. There's the diversity in diving there is spectacular. And I love underwater geology. I mean, I love the structures and the caverns and the caves. I'm not a cave diver.
Yeah.
I've done an intro course, but I love, I don't know, there's just something about going in and out of the rocks that really excites me.
Okay. Well, it's fun. It makes it a little bit more of a spooky adventure. And you kind of have that Star Trek thing in your blood. You're supposed to go boldly where no man has gone before. So
Yep.
I mean, you know, that makes sense. So so what kind of specific spots are you talking about on the island of Kona where they do the Manta night dive and that kind of stuff or what?
Well, so I've had some really cool experiences out there. One that, you know, divers who have been there know and love is what you just said, the manta dive, the night manta dive. That is, I highly recommend that if you haven't, because to have these huge animals, these 15-foot wingspan animals just come over and just swoop right above you, it's sort of it's really cheesy to say this, but I don't care. It's magical.
Oh,
it's,
it is.
It's special.
Yeah, you know, I've compared it to going to Grand Cayman and visiting Stingray City, but just figure that with manta rays that are like 15 feet across. I mean, it is amazing. You're right.
Nice.
It should be on every person's list. But,
absolutely.
You know, I'm in Florida, so, you know, we go to Stingray City and we'll see the stingrays and stuff. So going a little bit, far out the other side and doing one of those manta things is a little bit more exotic. Maybe not so much for you in California, but I got to tell you, that is definitely, it was one of the best, it has to be a top five dive for me, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely put it up there.
Spectacular. But well, I know you like that kind of stuff, and you were telling me before we went on the air, what, black water diving? Is that what you call this? What is that in Hawaii?
Well, they call it magic pelagic, or pelagic magic. I always get it confused. But also known as black water diving. And essentially what they do is, first of all, I was terrified of this for years. What they do is they take you out into, 3,000, 7,000 feet of water. Obviously, you're not going to touch the bottom intentionally.
Yeah.
They do it in the middle of the night, so it's pitch black. And then they drop, a number of steel lines over, and they clip you to the line that goes down to maybe about 50 feet. And you've got a little tether, maybe 5 feet from the line. And you float, and you wait for things to come to you. You've got your lights. You're in the middle of the ocean. It's black water, and you wait for things to come to you. What initially sounds scary, besides the idea that you're bait, is that you're thinking like, okay, big things are going to come to you. Not really. It's tall things. Everything's like an inch or less. I mean, it's these small little, it's either baby lobster or tiny octopi or squid. I mean, there's all sorts of, the terms I don't know. There's names for all these little creatures that come up, bioluminescent little things that are really just amazing. So if you have macro photography, if you have a macro lens on your camera, it's great for that. If you're lucky, you get a pod of dolphins that swim by.
Wow.
And I got that experience twice, which was pretty awesome.
Hmm. If you're just unlucky, wild dolphins in the area happen to cruise by and say, hey, they're having one of those human lure dives. Let's go check it out.
Exactly. Look at that idiot hanging from a line.
Yeah. Huh. But usually following those pods of dolphins are big old sharks is what I've heard. But
And they might be. And they've done this. They've done thousands of dives, and they've never had an incident. Anytime, you know, a shark comes around that, you know, has its pecs down, they kind of know, okay, now it's time to get the divers out of the water. Mm. But it's exhilarating. You get a false sense of security because when you're in this black water and you can only see as far as your light, which, you know, in black water isn't that far, you feel like you're in a bubble. You feel like you're in a cocoon. And so you have this false sense of security, or at least I did.
Yeah.
So it felt wonderful. And I've done it a number of times, and I love it. I absolutely love it.
Well, wait, why do you say a false sense of security? Don't you feel that you are secure? I don't think it's
a false sense. Intellectually, yes. I feel like they've done this enough times, the odds of something really big coming and taking a chunk out of me are limited.
Well, However,
I am in the ocean.
Well, and you're close to Hollywood, so you know your imagination runs wild, I have no doubt.
Yep.
But yeah, you know, that I have not done that dive. I have heard about those human lure dives.
Human lure dive, yeah. That's the new name for it. Yeah, human lure.
Yeah, I obviously don't belong to their marketing department. But, but you know, it does sound pretty cool, and I've heard some really neat things. They do that out on the East Coast here, too, like in some drift diving at night down in West Palm.
I just heard West Palm, they do it.
Yeah, down in West Palm.
Yeah, some friends just did it out there, and they told me it was spectacular as well.
Yeah, but I would imagine it's even more crazy out where you are in Hawaii. Just because I remember the time I spent in Hawaii, I did like, I don't know, I didn't have two, I had like a day and a half to fit in as much diving as I could.
Oh, that's not enough.
It was not, but part of that was the Manta Night Dive, but then we went around to a couple sites in the area, saw more eels than I'd ever seen. I saw all these garden eels that were like, I don't know, 2 feet long and an inch in diameter. It was crazy stuff, really unique, especially for a Caribbean Florida guy like myself. All right, look, we got Rod Roddenberry, you know, from Star Trek fame. He's with us, and we got more with him next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I got Rod Roddenberry from Star Trek fame, the son of the famous Gene Roddenberry. He is my guest right now. He won't be at the Scuba Show next week. He'll be in Hawaii. Everybody hates you right now, Rod.
I know. I don't blame them.
Well, and that's why you know you're doing well. When they hate you,
I promise not to have fun.
Okay. We'll leave it at that. All right. So cool dives out in Hawaii. We talked about the blackwater diving. That sounds very interesting. But you have you were telling me about another place there in Hawaii that I'm not familiar with, that you've been seeing tiger sharks regularly or what? Where is this?
So a couple of locals told me about this. And there's the Kona Harbor. And right to the back left of Kona Harbor, there's something called Crescent Beach. And I think some people call it Tiger Shark Beach. Anyhow, great beach to hang out, but it's a great dive, too. So you get your tank. Go out, you do some beautiful coral as it progressively goes down to about 100 feet, and then you hit the sand.
Yeah.
And then you swim out in the sand a bit, and you wait, and there's actually a tire out there. I don't know if this actually does anything, but the first time I went, we were just sort of waiting for the tiger shark, and we didn't know what to do, so I started banging on the tire, like a scene from Jaws 2.
Right.
You know, just, and sure enough, about, you know, a foot off the bottom, this tiger shark just comes out of nowhere and is just checking us out. And I got to tell you, I was going with my friend, and we had never seen a tiger shark in the water before. So, you know, I need to say, I love sharks. I'm comfortable with them. But to see a tiger underwater checking you out, there's a feeling that goes through you where you realize, wait, I'm not the dominant species in the water anymore.
Well, that feeling that's going through you is probably your lunch or the dinner you had the night before. But wait, so this was a beach dive? You went off with just you and your buddy? You weren't like on a guided shark dive?
No, just me and my buddy. Yeah, and anyhow, so I see the shark, and as I'm watching the shark go by, my eye catches my buddy. He He's there on his knees. He's got two knives out, ready to, like, fend off the shark if it attacks us. And I just burst out laughing underwater. That was the funniest thing in the world. And I've had another time where, actually, there were dolphins on this one as well. And exactly what you said. The dolphin swam by, and this big shark, I mean, I don't want to tell a fish story, but I feel like 8 feet, 9 feet. I mean, it was a big tiger shark.
Hold on, Rod. We have got to continue this story, but I got to take a quick break. We got Rod Roddenberry next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
We should probably sign up for the scuba boat as soon as we get there, because I hear it fills up really quick.
Don't you ever feel like we've been on this vacation before? Scuba diving, and we did that in Bali and Costa Rica, Hawaii.
Maybe this is Fiji. We've never been to Fiji. So it's like, that's a whole different island, and the resort there is beautiful, and, you know, the scuba diving there is going to be totally different because it's different water, different fish. It's going to be really good.
Right.
I'm excited.
It's going to be amazing.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm really excited.
I am excited.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Rod Roddenberry is my guest right now. You know, from Star Trek, he's the son of Gene Roddenberry, who created that Star Trek phenomenon. He is not going to be at the scuba show, but he's going to be going to Hawaii. And we're talking about some of the stuff he has experienced already in Hawaii. Maybe he'll do that next weekend. I don't know. But you're telling me about this tiger shark place on the island of Kona off of Crescent Beach, where you and your buddy go off on a beach dive, you swim past the reef, you find this tire, you bang on it, and all of a sudden a big old tiger shark shows up. By the way, how big was this thing, you figure?
Well, the first one that we saw, you know, I'd say the way I judge a shark size is by guesstimating how many of me would fit inside of it.
Right.
So the first one I would say was probably 7 feet. You know,
okay.
I'm 5'7", so, you know, bigger than me, but not that big.
Right.
The second time, when it was just cruising by the dolphins, and it was just in about 50 feet of water as we were swimming back, I almost feel like two of me. So I go, you know, 8 or 9 feet at least.
Wow.
But it was beautiful. I mean, I felt more comfortable that time because it, you know, I don't know, 10, 20 feet away, and it looked at us, we looked at it, it kept kind of following the dolphins slowly and casually, and
you know, what's funny is the shark was probably thinking the same thing that you were thinking of it, like, okay,
of me would fit inside of it?
Exactly. I'm guessing, should I? I'll wait till later.
Yeah.
But you know, it kind of blows me away. I haven't heard of a tiger shark dive where you just go out and do it on your own like that. That would spook me a little. I mean, you basically got some orientation from some people that said, hey, go to this place. We have tiger sharks out here. If you go out to the tire, you might see them, kind of thing. That's what you were told.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because
in the harbor, they catch the fish and they gut the fish and they throw everything into the water.
And that's what brings them in.
The tigers hang out in that general vicinity.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds... That sounds understandable, or I've heard those stories for sure. That happens around all around the world for sure.
Right, right.
But if it just happened to go out there and do a beach dive in Hawaii and all of a sudden a tiger shark shows up, I think I would be freaking. So at least you were expecting it.
I was expecting it.
Yeah, yeah. But you were saying, so the dolphins came by and...
Yeah,
I've heard this many times. The sharks do follow pods of dolphins all in different parts of the world, and I don't know, they're like constantly following them along. So, you know, if you're ever tempted to snorkel with a pod of wild dolphins, it's a magical experience. But as soon as they pass, get the hell out of there. Because
just in case, or keep your eyes open at the very least.
Well, what I've heard is that they follow the pods of dolphins around because they'll clean up their old and they're weak and stuff like that, and that's why the sharks are following them along. So that's happened there. That happened there at the Crescent Beach place where you were doing in Kona as well, huh?
Yeah, no, it's spectacular. I highly recommend people give it a shot. And as I think those of us who are slightly experienced with the ocean know, and sharks, that, you know, sharks are relatively, and I'm going to use this word probably incorrectly, but harmless in the sense that, you know as well as I, they don't always intentionally aggressively go after humans.
Right.
You know, if you're not,
yeah, they do. They're like every other fish in the sea. As long as you're not wearing like a meat necklace for, you know, to impress your friends, or spear fishing or something like that, they're not going to bother you. And to see them is a magical experience. So that's kind of cool. Now I got another one to add to my list next time I get out to Hawaii. I got to get over there for sure. And by the way, I know you're out there in California. Near Hollywood and all that stuff, and you kind of hobnob a little bit with that crowd. He's shy, but he actually, I know he does all this stuff. Have you heard about this movie, The Meg, that's coming out here in another month or so?
Do you know, I read that book, and I think there's at least four books now and a short. I've read all of those. Steve Alton, I fell in love with Meg years ago, over a decade ago, or whenever it came out, 2000, whatever.
Yeah, that sounds right, about 10 years ago. Yeah.
And it fascinated me. I now collect Meg teeth. I love them. And I've actually gone to Venice Beach. You know where that is, off of Florida.
Of course.
And you can get your own Meg teeth in like 30, 35 feet of water right there, just in the sand. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And of course, I was worried because, I'm worried they're going to destroy the book and make it really silly. And I don't have high hopes for the movie. I'm excited to see it, but sadly, I don't have high hopes.
Yeah. I don't know what to expect. I just know it has a huge budget. It's like a $150 million movie that's coming out this summer, and it's going to, you know, they're billing it as the new Jaws. I've seen the trailer. I mean, it looks a little hokey, too, but who knows what'll happen. I just, you know, if it comes out and people think of it like a Sharknado movie or something, that's fine. But if people watch it and think, hey, could there really be megalodons out there? Oh, geez, we're screwed.
I really hope it's not like Sharknado.
Yeah, we don't need to scare people away from the water. They need to get in the water, go dive with these tiger sharks and stuff. Don't be afraid of them.
Well, I wouldn't be against scaring people away from water who are littering in it. I just got back from Indonesia, and again, those of us in the diving community have probably seen a lot of those images online, and sadly, it's true. Not to get on my high horse and preach here, but first of all, the diving that I did, I was on a 13-day liveaboard in Indonesia, aboard the most beautiful boat called the Aranui. Highly recommend that one for anyone who's looking for a great liveaboard, luxury liveaboard.
Cool.
But every dive I did, I saw multiple pieces of plastic.
Yeah.
Not just small, like bags and wrappers and just floating in the dive or stuck on the reef.
It's so sad.
It is a serious, serious issue.
And it's a strong contrast because, you know, from what I hear, the reef and the marine life is pretty spectacular in that part of the world.
It is. And you're right. It is a strong contrast. But as the stuff breaks down, the fish eat it and bigger fish eat it. Then we eat that fish and then it's in us.
Right.
They have found these polymers and stuff in umbilical cords in humans. So, I mean, this is already in us.
Yeah.
So it's not a good thing.
Well, you know, divers are on the front line, and it is part of our duty to kind of report back to our land-living friends that, hey, you know, don't throw that stuff in the ocean. Don't throw it away. Recycle or don't use plastic, period, if you can avoid it.
Well, if I could share one quick thing is that when I was there and I saw this trash, my first thought was, God, these people are so rude and so dumb, and they're throwing their stuff away. And someone pointed out to me, there's no waste system there. There's no trash cans. There's no city trucks that come around and pick up their trash. They have to burn what they can.
Right.
And they have to bury the rest. And they just don't know better. They don't have the opportunity to dispose of their waste like we do.
Yeah.
So you can't necessarily just blame the people. Arguably, you can blame governments, but, you know, there's corruption, there's lack of money, there's all sorts of things.
Well, it's an economic problem, for sure.
Yeah.
When you get, you know, from some folks that are just struggling to be alive, you know, they don't really, you know, worrying about whether or not they have plastic to throw away or whatever is not as high a priority.
Exactly.
So I'm not sure what the answer is there. You know, maybe eventually, they can learn better, and we can just make more people aware of it and do what we can individually as well.
Yeah.
But it's a sad state of affairs in that regard. But the diving, though, you did say, I mean, you do believe is pretty spectacular. I haven't been to that part of the world. It's on my list, too.
They've got 17,000 islands there.
Wow.
And I have had the opportunity to dive there a number of times. And, I mean, there is everything. There's manta diving. There's shark. There's the macro kind of diving. There's the muck diving. I mean, I can just list them all. You can do all of that down there. It is really known for its muck diving.
Yeah.
And you do see amazing creatures in the muck. But that's not, you know, that's not the only thing.
Right. Yeah, and that's what I've heard. You know, it doesn't really sound appealing. Like, hey, what are you going to do? I'm going to go muck diving. What? What the hell's wrong with you? But you see all these critters that look like they should be from outer space, which I once again,
no,
it kind of goes black to your blood. You know what I mean? I know you
Trust
dig
me.
It. Yeah.
That's why I used to run a dive club called the Roddenberry Dive Team. You know, it's the concept of diving and space exploration and Star Trek go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
You're exploring strange new worlds, seeking out alien life, as cheesy as that is.
To boldly go where no diver has gone before.
That's right.
Yeah, I love it.
That's what I'm
trying. Rod, obviously you can tell he's a great guy and has become a good friend of Scuba Radio over the years. Rod, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to catch up, my friend. And I'm sorry we're going to miss you at the Scuba Show, but next time I'm out there on the left coast, we got to get together and do some diving, okay?
I'll do the same in Florida, buddy. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. And look, we got plenty more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, including our friends from the History of Diving Museum in Isla Mirada, Florida. They're going to give us a little report of what's coming up over the summer months if you're heading down to the Florida Keys. That's next.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here come a dive buddy. He be breathing so slowly. He swim to the float ball. He not one to linger. He say, I check you. You check me. Together right now in the sea.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I have Lisa from the History of Diving Museum in Isla Mirada, Florida right now to give us a little preview of the upcoming weeks of what's going on down there. If you don't know about this, by the way, you can go to the website and check stuff out about the History of Diving Museum. What is it, Lisa? Again, what's the museum's website?
Our website is divingmuseum.org.
Okay, that's easy.
Very easy to find.
Yep. Absolutely. Now, it's really a cool facility. And, you know, if you're driving down to Key West or spending some time anywhere in the Keys, Upper Keys, Lower Keys, whatever, this is kind of about smack dab in the middle there in Isla Mirada. It's definitely worth the effort to stop by and spend a few hours and learn about all kinds of cool stuff. And you guys are constantly upgrading their, you know, switching out exhibits and putting in new types of, things and exhibits and things like that, week in and week out, right?
We do. And, you know, it's funny that you say that. We just got a Google review. You know, people put those things up all the time, which we greatly appreciate, those and TripAdvisors and everything. But They are constantly, constantly amazed. They say, I've driven by it 100 times. I never had, you know, the time set aside to come into the museum. And then they come in and they are just amazed, literally amazed. We get people who are avid travelers. The other day we had somebody in who works at Universal Studios in Orlando.
Yeah.
And he said, I couldn't believe what I found inside, you know, your exhibits. Everything is very well written and it's displayed very professionally. And it's 4,000 years of man's quest to explore under the sea in one building. And it's very space efficient, which you have to be in the Keys.
Sure, you do. And you know, it's hard to miss. It's right there on the right side when you're driving, south towards Key West and Isla Mirada.
Yep.
And, you usually have all kinds of things sitting out there in front of the museum, like a giant, hard helmet diver or something.
Right.
I don't even remember what's there.
Because
you guys are always putting up new stuff. You know, it's kind of cool.
We do, and we try to update the exhibits every year. We do it on a rotation, so we get new artifacts, we find out new information, and, just change things up. Last year, we updated underwater photography and added a lot of more information on pioneers, and, it's gone from the heavy wood boxes to your little GoPro. It's amazing with the difference. And then we have, like you said, we have our featured exhibits, which change out. Right now we're featuring underwater habitats, living and working in the sea, the Tektite, Sea Lab, Aquarius, which is, right off our shores.
Sure.
That is still in use for training aquanauts to be astronauts.
That's right. Well, I was just down there a few weeks ago at the Jules Undersea Lodge, which is like the hotel resort version of Aquarius, maybe.
Well, and that's the one that's open to the public.
Right.
So, there's a very cool factor about either diving in the lagoon or spending a night or an afternoon in the habitat. And on my bucket list is to go down to the Jules Undersea Lodge and watch Sea Hunt episodes.
Ah, there you go. Well, absolutely. Well, next week we'll be celebrating 60 years of Sea Hunt in Long Beach. I didn't know until recently is that you guys do this like monthly seminar. Like it's like the first Tuesday of every month. Is that what it is?
It's coming up next week. It's the third Wednesday of every month.
Third Wednesday. Okay. Well,
and that's all right. There's a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
But for us, it's the third Wednesday of every month.
Okay.
And it's been going on since we opened in 2005.
Well, that is so cool because they do some really neat speakers and presentations for that event. I've seen the roster, and I've been tempted to go down there myself from Orlando. It's about a five-hour drive for me. But if you just plan your diving adventure around the third Wednesday of the month, you can add this to your Keys Adventure Diving or Keys Diving Adventure as well, and you get a little cherry on top as far as your surface interval time, right?
Good stuff. We consider it an added value while you're down because it's free.
Yeah.
It's free. It's open to the public. Members can call ahead and reserve a seat because sometimes it's literally standing room only or into the overflow room, which we have. And we've had everything from Women Diving Hall of Fame pioneers, Commercial Diving Hall of Fame. We had Dan Orr has been one of our speakers. Jan Koblik, who does the saturation diving. Actually, in June, we have Ed Uditis, who is on the board at the Historical Diving Society. He's going to be talking about the rescue. The greatest submarine rescue in history was the 33 people that were brought up from the Squalus submarine. And what it took to engineer that, to bring them up, and then to raise the sub and refit the sub and reuse the sub. So it's a variety. We have coral restoration come in. It's environmental, you know, equipment, history. It's a gamut. 12 months.
Every third Wednesday of every month, you can get all the information right there, I would assume, at divingmuseum.org, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
Well, there you go. Well, Lisa, thank you so much. Thanks for the update. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to you again soon.
We thank you, Greg. I appreciate being on Scuba Radio. I love it.
Well, no worries. And that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it is always better down where it's wet. Safe diving, everyone.
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here, each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in love here, down in the mud here, under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.